This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Sturgeon listings targets Delta Water. Key SCOTUS ruling awaits, and Veep possibility makes Trump case. New protections for white sturgeon target Delta Water. The California Fish and Game Commission has approved a petition to list the white sturgeon as a threatened species under the California Endangered Species Act. A coalition of environmental and sport fishing groups, often at odds with farm groups over Delta Water deliveries, had submitted the petition last year. According to the coalition, threats to the Delta fish include impassable barriers, insufficient freshwater flows, agricultural diversions, elevated water temperatures, invasive species, and environmental contaminants. The politics? Well, they also pointed the finger at imminent threats like the site's reservoir proposal, the Delta Tunnel Project, and voluntary agreements for freshwater flows. At the hearing last week, Aaron Woolley, Sierra Club policy strategist, said even the 55% unimpaired flow objective the state water board initially proposed for its Bay Delta plan update would not provide enough water for the sturgeon. But the state water contractors warned the listing has, quote, real world implications for the water supply that more than two-thirds of Californians depend on. The water providers argue federal biological opinions have kept the population stable over the last 14 years and question the science. Next, approving the petition adds temporary protections while the Department of Fish and Wildlife evaluates the species status. The department will deliver its findings in about a year when the commission will decide on permanent protections. A big week in Washington ahead of the July 4 recess. The Supreme Court could rule as soon as today on how much leeway federal agencies have in interpreting laws. The court is expected to roll back its 1984 Chevron decision, which said courts should defer to the interpretations of federal agencies when a law is unclear. The Senate is out of session through next week, but House members are returning to debate fiscal 25 appropriation bills. Major decisions on fiscal 25 spending won't happen until after the fall elections. But House Republicans are using their spending bills to make another run at slashing domestic and non-defense programs. The state foreign operations bill that funds the Agency for International Development is on the House floor this week, and the House Appropriations Committee will release draft bills covering a variety of agencies important to agriculture, including Departments of Labor and Interior, the EPA, and the Army Corps of Engineers. Now take note, the eyes of the nation will be on CNN Thursday evening for the first debate of the year between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who's considered a candidate to be Trump's running mate, laid out some of Trump's key messages in an interview yesterday on CNN State of the Union. Asked to state his case to be Trump's number two, Burgum said, quote, I'm doing what I think that everybody that cares about the future of this country should be doing, which is understanding that if you care about inflation, which is hurting income, producing low-income people the most, because it's affecting food, price of energy, the price of electricity, the American dream is being killed by high interest rates. Burgum also stressed the importance of border security. You can read more on the D.C. agenda with our Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FSA says full copies of foreign land ownership docs only available in D.C. USDA's Farm Service Agency has informed state and county offices that the public may view some data on foreign ownership of farmland online, but may only see hard copies of information at USDA headquarters in Washington. In a notice sent to state and county offices, FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau said, quote, hard copy AFIDA filings, including attached legal descriptions or business structure descriptions, cannot be viewed by the public in local FSA offices. AFIDA refers to the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act of 1978. It requires USDA to compile information on foreign ag ownership and leasing. Selected information is available on FSA's website, Ducheneau said. The notice says the department's Office of General Counsel, quote, recently confirmed that public inspection of AFIDA filings may only occur at USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. By the way, the notice encourages state and county offices to review the records in the spreadsheet and report any records that need to be updated or instances of foreign agriculture land ownership or lease holdings that are not in there. EPA makes interim decisions on fumigants and organophosphates. The EPA is releasing interim registration review decisions on five pesticides today, including aluminum phosphide, a fumigant used to kill prairie dogs, ground squirrels, gophers, and moles. Also included in the decisions for magnesium phosphide used to kill insects in stored food and non-food commodities. The other three decisions are for phosphine, which is used as a grain fumigant, tetrachlorvinphos, which kills ticks, fleas, and lice, and triadimethon, a broad-spectrum fungicide. Also worth noting, EPA is opening a 60-day comment period on proposed decisions on dimethoate and dicrotophos. Both are organophosphate insecticides widely used on food crops. Microsoft Indigo Ag announced record soil carbon credit transaction. Software giant Microsoft has agreed to buy 40,000 agricultural soil-based carbon credits from Indigo Ag, a single transaction purchase record for the Sustainable Ag Company. The credit purchase will help Microsoft reach its 2030 carbon neutral goal. In 2022, Scope 3 or indirect emissions in the company's value chain accounted for 96% of Microsoft's total emissions, which the purchase will enable the company to offset in the future. The announcement came days after BTG Pactual Timberland Investment Group announced it would sell Microsoft 8 million nature-based carbon removal credits through 2043. The credits will be delivered from TIG's $1 billion reforestation and restoration strategy in Latin America. The company's call, quote, the largest known carbon dioxide removal credit transaction to date. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's He Said It. Now that we've dealt with mammals all day, we can get to the truly charismatic megafauna that John Rosefield, a scientist with environmental group San Francisco Baykeeper, who presented on white sturgeon at the end of a full day hearing for the Fish and Game Commission. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 24th, brought to you by Rabo Agri Finance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.